boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Hey, kids, go out in the wind.
Dumbass. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, comedian Jimmy Cash in studio. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, man.
Jimmy's at Foxwoods tomorrow. We're linked up at WPLR.com. He was asking about you, AJ.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, AJ, what's going on, man?
Yeah, so he's here, but not here. He's what part of your house are you in right now?
I'm in the East Wing.
Okay. That would be your office?
Yeah, which is not far from the bedroom, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's not a big house.
All right.
I'm actually facing towards you guys. The window is facing where towards the station, so I'm waving right now. If you guys can see me, okay.
All right, let me think which way.
He's on the toilet.
It's going to be this way.
Long arms. Yeah. Hey, I don't...
All right, we're going to play for you now the scariest carrot commercial you'll ever hear in your life.
A bend with a bump in your erection might be painful, embarrassing.
Hi, hold it. Wait, what?
It starts fast.
They
different kind of carrot, I see.
Carrot that's bent.
Nah, different kind of carrot.
They dump like three onto a cutting board and like two are normal and one's like all wonky.
Like an L.
It's got a serious curvature to it.
Like a question mark.
It's got a character.
Hmm.
Yeah.
A bend with a bump in your erection might be painful. Embarrassing.
Did he say a bend with a bump or a bend or a bump?
A bend with a bump.
A bend with a bump.
A bend with a bump in your...
Yeah, a bend with a bump.
A bend with a bump.
Bend with a bump. That have them funk.
Sounds like a rap song.
What song is that? Bend with a bump.
We need
gotta
the funk.
Have that funk. Bend with a bump. All right.
Embarrassing, difficult to talk about, and could be Peyronie's disease or PD, a real medical condition that urologists can diagnose and have been treating for more than 8 years with Xiaflex, the only FDA-approved non-surgical treatment for appropriate men with PD. Along with daily gentle penile stretching and straightening exercises.
Oh, Lord.
Stop, stop, stop. Oh, Lord. Has one. Okay. Is there a book?
Oh, my God. Does anybody listening have this? I'm sure you won't call, but
I just picture like one of the Italian horn you hang from your mirror.
Yeah.
Man, this sounds like you were, ready to go, then ran into a wall or something.
Exactly.
You know?
The corkscrew.
Yeah. It sounds
corkscrew,
like
a button hook.
Serious curvature.
Right.
I don't know. Right. I think it's how you stand out from the crowd. I think it would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think if you have the curvature curving up, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Like curving straight up.
Right.
Yeah. Like what if you're curving left? Like it looks like you're looking for water and it's saying that way.
Yeah, you meet that girl and once you have her, she's hooked.
I guess as long as it's not painful, it's not a problem.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
I'm on the air.
Yes.
Oh my God, I had this.
You had it.
You had it.
I had it. And I went untreated, and it fixed itself.
With a ball peen hammer?
Overtime.
Actually. How did you fix it?
Yeah.
Just overtime and that stretching.
Overtime and stretching.
Wow. I mean, I stretch once an hour.
What do you...
It's a different pain. It hurts, but it's different.
That's a bummer. It only hurts when it's erect, or?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Gotcha. Bummer. Wow. This is when you should be most happy with it, you know?
Yep.
And
well,
it's like it's
pain.
Painful. Right.
Love is pain.
It's almost discouraging to have one.
What happened?
How old were you when you were having this? How old were you?
About 44.
Okay.
44. In your prime.
When you're doing the stretching, do you have to be erect to do the stretching?
Yeah, and it's not like what you think it is. You don't use your hands or anything like that.
Right.
You just put a splint on it? With the muscle,
What?
Wait, what?
With the muscles.
What do you mean?
So, you stretch it, muscle.
Wait, you just like...
No hands?
No hands.
No hands.
What?
You keep flexing that muscle.
Oh, just Kegels.
Keep flexing.
Oh, that's a Kegel.
Flexing, gotcha.
Flexing the muscle. What do you mean, Kegel?
Is that what you're doing, Kegels?
What does that mean?
Pelvic floor exercises.
Flexing like the pelvic muscle.
Yeah.
I had to do that too because I was like, I had a drippy situation going on. And the doctor told me, hey, you got to do male Kegels and it stops
the drip?
The drip after you, like you know, you go pee as you get older and then you leave and then your underwear is soaked.
Yep.
That it doesn't help if you shake?
You got to shake. Yeah, but sometimes the shake's not enough. You got to.
You still get a drop or two.
You get
there's a reservoir,
drop,
yeah.
Yeah. There's that one little annoying drop. Like, you son of a.
Yeah.
Got to tighten up the faucet.
You got me good.
It's more than a drop. You're basically emptying the pipe.
That helps you with your curvature, and it helps Jimmy Cash with the drip drop.
Pee in his pants.
Yeah. It actually drained right out, so I'm very happy.
Nice. Wow. That's why, like, I don't want to wear gray pants, like, to a wedding.
Yeah, or tan. Yep.
All you need is one drip to screw you up.
Yeah, those beach weddings, forget about it.
How long did it take you to do those exercises for the pain to go away?
Well, about 6 months.
Wow. Oh, that's not stretching. Bad, though.
Yeah.
What were you doing, once a day, twice a day?
Yeah, every time it went up.
Oh.
Wow.
I would have the
not for me.
What would you say, AJ?
At least once an hour for me.
I'm sorry I asked.
Gotcha.
Visual.
All right, but it goes away. All right, good. So you can relate to this carrot. Did you see this carrot? Is this the first time you're hearing this carrot commercial, or you've heard this before?
Yeah, first time I heard it.
Okay. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you're better.
Well, thank you.
All right, brother. Thank you. That laugh is awesome. Because what he's talking about, then he goes, I love it.
Excellent.
All right, back to the weirdest commercial to ever feature a carrot.
Right. With PD, along with daily gentle penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra or if you're allergic to any of the ingredients. It may cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they just really glossed right past that one.
Penile fracture?
Oh. Ouchie.
Busted my balls for nothing.
Has anyone had a fractured penis?
Dennis Rodman has. I know that.
Caught in a zipper once. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you fracture it.
Right.
I've heard of this. We've had various stories where someone, you know, was in the act and, you know, and then went out and went astray and the thrust was there and I'm about beak.
And the next thing you snap the carrot.
Ooh. Do you have to wear a cast?
Yeah, they put a splint on it.
Hold on. Is this Eddie from Brown Roofing?
This is.
All right. You don't want to listen right now. Just hold on. You don't want to hear
different
what
kind
we're
of
talking
wood.
About. Hold on. Chaz and AJ.
Is this Phil?
No, you're on the air.
Oh, Chaz, I've had two friends. It's Jeff on the road. I've had two buddies that have broken it.
Broken it.
Damn.
Broken it. Two of my buddies.
Oh.
They both missed and snapped it. And both of them, so one of them, his sack.
Okay, I got to go. I got to go. I got Eddie from Brown Roofing on the phone. Sky Haney coming on. It's Halloween. This is, you want to talk scary. This is
Halloween-y.
Scary.
Halloween-y.
Yeah. That's a legit fear.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Do we want to hear the rest of this commercial? How much is left?
It's like 30 seconds of side effects and potential causes from taking.
All right, let's hear some side effects.
Penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection and severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. Seek help if you have any of these symptoms. Do not have any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each
What's
treatment
the
cycle.
Point?
Exactly.
Right?
The thing that caught our attention was the use of a carrot.
Yeah. Yes.
In the commercial. Jimmy Cash in studio. Drove all the way down from Massachusetts.
That's right.
Nice.
First thing he had to do was use the men's room.
Of course.
Always.
A long ride.
He's playing Foxwoods tomorrow. The Great Cedar Showroom.
Yes.
Does it smell like a big cedar chest?
It does. It smells.
Keeps the moths out.
Does it? Yeah. It better.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, yeah. I hear that. I'm like, ah, I'm going to smell cedar.
Yeah, you should make your box out of cedar. That would be cool.
A cedar box.
Yeah.
Right. Seems very
dress
flammable.
Like a hamster.
Right. Yeah. Then I could wear a sweater and not worry about moths.
Exactly right. Mm.
Yeah, I had a cedar barn. I just loved walking in there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You had a you grew up on a barn?
No, I had a house, but there were two barns on the property.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They were both made of cedar, and you walked in, it smelled like a nice cedar closet.
Oh, that's fancy.
Oh,
that's
cool. Fantastic.
Cage. Yeah. Mm.
Mm. All right, happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone's ready for whatever?
Trick or treat.
Where to go?
Yeah, whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Which is nothing. Yes. Yeah.
All right, here's some things you need to know. Trick or treat, do's and don'ts, according to some experts.
Okay.
Oh, this is from Miss Manners. Okay.
Oh.
Do's. Say trick or treat and thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Wear a costume.
That's important.
Yeah. You know, have you had anyone come up to the door without a costume?
Yeah.
You want to say, well.
They get the bad candy.
Yeah, you got to show effort. Yeah, you get licorice.
And where I'm from in Worcester, you can't tell if it's a costume or the regular clothes, usually. Yeah.
Am I being robbed? Or
do visit the only houses with their lights on.
Yes.
Yep. I think every kid in my generation learned that the hard way.
That's no fun.
Take only one piece of candy.
Unless they tell you to take two.
Stay with an adult.
Your adult. Not any adult.
Be patient. Wait for your turn at the door.
Hmm.
Give the previous group space to leave.
All right.
I can hear a truck going by your house right now, AJ.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah,
yeah, the East Wing is close to the road.
People should beep their horn when they go by AJ's house when the mics are on.
That's the candy delivery. Sometimes.
Yeah, usually I hear like Ricky Smith going, AJ, as they drive by.
Be mindful of private property. Stick to sidewalks, driveways, no cutting across lawns.
Right.
Have a witty response, joke, or song ready.
Oh, really?
Wow.
If a homeowner asks what they get in return for a treat.
Oh, their house doesn't get egged.
What?
Don't do that.
Make them sing for their candy.
So when the kids say trick or treat, you could do a trick and just close the door in their face, right?
Right. Exactly. Surprise. Watch this. Click.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to make this coin disappear. Yep. Boom. Mm. Close the door.
Yep.
It's funny in my
tricked
mind.
Tricked you. That's awesome.
Chaz and AJ.
I got a funny story about giving candy out.
All right, please.
All right. My brother used to build race motors, and the kids had never showed up with costumes. He'd hand out the old spark plugs, valve springs, gaskets, and not show them and throw it in their bag.
They feel that spark plug going there like, that sounds good.
Oh, my God. His name's John. Hysterical.
All right. We don't recommend anyone do this, but this was a different time.
Where about exactly, that spark plug coming through my window?
Mm. Right. Unless Dad needs parts for his cars.
That was like last year. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Always check your candy for spark plug.
Yeah.
With a costume, you get the spark plug.
All right, show up with a costume or you're getting a spark. Let me write that down on the Miss Manners do's and don'ts.
Right. I got a piece of a distributor over here.
Thank you. Miss Manners says, do wear a costume unless you like spark plugs.
Right. Or need some.
Let's see.
Don't. PCV valve 1 year.
Don't be greedy.
No.
Don't visit houses with their lights off.
Right. That's important.
I mean, in the do list, she said just go to the houses with the lights on.
Yeah.
And now she's saying don't go there. I mean, it's the same thing. Miss Manners.
Yeah, she ran out. Yeah.
Come on, switch it out.
Be mindful of our time, Miss Manners.
No repeating.
It's rude. Don't go inside a stranger's house. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, never do that.
Yeah. That's a no-no.
Have you ever been invited into a house? Like, nope. Trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Trick-or-treating.
Yeah, they used to sometimes people would set up like a little front room of their house with a few spooky little things.
You
get to go in a few feet.
Yeah, I had a van one time, but that's about it.
Mm. My mom did that, but we knew the whole neighborhood. Like, it was a very young neighborhood. She'd have like the little Ecto cooler juice boxes. It's like, come on in, get some drinks.
Yeah,
she's in the kitchen making chicken cutlet.
Wow.
Don't say give the kid a meatball.
Yeah.
Just throw it in the bag.
Exactly. You just have a ladle and a meatball.
Joe, Long Island.
Hey, yeah, we used to go trick or treating. We had a guy's house, and every time we went there, we'd say trick or treat, and he'd say trick and do a headstand, and that was it.
Nice.
And we went every year because we loved it.
Right. So you got no candy, but you got to see him do the headstand.
He would go trick and do his thing, and we'd all cheer, and then we'd go on our way and get candy elsewhere.
Would he do it leaning against the wall? Like, would he put himself up against the wall, or would he do it freestyle?
Yeah. He wasn't that good. He was against the wall.
Okay, do it against the wall.
Yeah.
I don't want to say funny, but it would be something if he went up to do it and then fell and then like hurt his neck and then he's like, oh, it's like, nah, sorry.
You said
or
trick.
Worse, a long,
he said trick.
Or worse, a long t-shirt and no underwear. You look different.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, thanks. Happy Halloween.
Me too.
Now that's in your head.
All right. Here's another don't. Don't litter.
Right.
Candy wrappers in people's yards or on the street. Don't show up too early or too late. I don't know what too early is. I would say before 6 is too early.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets dark around 6.
I guess unless you got real little kids, but...
Yeah, I've seen kids at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon running around.
No, that's insane.
No.
You can do that maybe on a Saturday. You can't do that on a Friday when people are working.
All right, so don't, not too early, not too late. What's late? 8:30, 9 o'clock, right? 9 o'clock is like, you're done.
Yeah, past 9 o'clock is not, yep. 9 o'clock.
Don't bring pets.
No.
Boo.
Don't complain or make faces if you don't like the treat you receive.
Oh, don't do that, sorry.
Don't ring the doorbell multiple times. Ah, I like that one.
Yeah, I got a kid sleeping. You're getting a trick. You don't get the treat now.
Right.
Yep.
The trick is the door opened, and then it slammed right in my face.
Oh, it was you? Right. Goodbye.
And don't go to neighborhoods where you don't have a connection.
Gotcha.
You know, make sure there's a friend or a relative that lives in the neighborhood.
Someone.
Don't just drop your kids off in a random neighborhood.
Yeah, like Survivor.
Hey, Tom Cantone is on the show from Mohegan Sun. Rush tickets go on sale today at noon to the general public. Hey.
I don't, no rush, but you should get your tickets.
Are there, after all these pre-sales... first of all, congratulations on getting these guys. Like, that's a big show.
I gotta thank Dennis Arfa. He has been such a good friend to me over the years. Jimmy gives us all of his big stuff. We did the first ever Billy Joel residency with Dennis. And sadly, I hope not, but we might have even had the last Billy Joel play. But there's people behind all these things. You know, you have to understand it's all about relationships. It's not just, somebody sitting somewhere that's creating tours and routing them. They can put them wherever they want and whoever they want. And, it's such such a blessing that we've got, you know, these great friendships that send things our way. And I talked to Dennis a long time about some other things too. And
Micah, what other things?
I can't say, but you know, we'll be talking.
Metallica?
Well, there's a lot of things on the plate.
Paul McCartney?
We'll be talking more about that down the road. But the pre-sale did very well. I mean, so when we go on sale today, I'm impressed with...
I was going to ask you, so that was my original question. Like, after all the pre-sales, how many tickets are left for these two shows?
Well, there's a number of tickets. People should be able to get them.
Okay,
Yeah, cool. No problem at all. It remains to be seen if it'll go clean or not. But we're a year away. I mean, it will be sold out. If it's not today, it'll be maybe next month or
the ultimate holiday gift for a Rush fan.
Yeah. You know, it's there. Are you 50 something, Jess?
At one time, yes.
I remember that time.
Okay, well, this tour is the 50-something tour. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, that want to be part of their anniversary. And, you know, big Rush fans. We've had them before. And, you know, but nothing like this. And I think we're getting to the cycle now where people want to see what may be, you know, one of the rare times again. And it's cycling that way with rock and roll. You know, it's sad to see, but at the same time, it's unique. You know, like people don't care how they sound, like I'm thinking Frankie Valli. They don't care, even if he's drinking water while he's singing. You know, people just want to see him.
It is weird. Yeah. Isn't that weird? You know Frankie Valli. Have you had a conversation with him? And is he drinking water while he's talking to you?
Let me tell you something. He's an icon. And yes, we've had dinner. We're good friends. But, you know, for me, I'm a kid, you know, who grew up with listening to Sherry. That was one of my favorite songs. And to think that, you know, we're buddies and he wants to do stuff with me. And we did his first ever television special. We're backstage in the catering room. We're having dinner. He's chomping down on this big steak and we're just the two of us. And, you know, he's in slow motion now. He's 90 something. So but
I know. I can't
time,
believe he's doing shows.
I know. But people want to see, let me tell you something, they're dropping left and right today. Every day we wake up, somebody's gone. There's only two left of the original five. There's the specialness of what we all had as memories still lingers, even if it's just one person left. Like the Beach Boys, there's really Mike Love. I mean, you know, and they're still out there, you know, and, you know, so people just want that connection. Paul McCartney, you know, is he singing as great as he did? No, but people will forever love him and go and see him. So it's the same thing with rock and roll. I worry that down the road, what are we going to be booking? I don't know.
I thought the same thing. I was thinking about that recently. Like there's a small handful of artists now that people want to see live, like Taylor Swift. Foo Fighters are still very relevant.
Taylor Swift had the first the 1 through 10 on Billboard. Beatles, you know, did that. But, you know, there are a few like her.
I know what you're talking to that guy about.
Uh-oh.
It just popped into my head. Bon Jovi.
I'm always talking to Bon Jovi.
All right, we got a roll.
I'll be living on the prayer if he comes. But let me tell you something. No, he told me personally he only will ever rehearse at Mohegan Sun Arena.
Okay, well, if he's rehearsing there, then...
No, that he
might
used
as well
to.
Stay.
Hey, you never know, man. We're working on it.
All right. I have a feeling. Right. I have a feeling we're going to see that. I know you can't comment, but all right.
It's my life. It's my life. It's now or never. all right, guys.
Tom Cantone, thank you. Happy Halloween. Rush tickets going on sale today at noon to the general public. Two shows in 2026. I'm guessing this is going to sell out pretty fast. Really special to have Rush in Connecticut.
Freak week.
You know, Ruth is all into the ghost thing, and her friend Kate is as well. And Kate, you're actually like one of these people who chase these ghosts around, right?
Actually, this was my first ghost hunt, the one that we did a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
I'm more of an investigator, magazine writing sort of journalist.
So you're like a ghost paranormal writer.
Yeah.
But now you went out on an expedition.
Yes, my first
ghost
one.
Ghost writer, yeah.
But
yeah.
I've never done that before.
Well, you're here, so I'm thinking everything went okay.
We made it out.
You made it out. Wow. All right, so you went to the famously haunted Ansonia Opera House, correct?
Yes. A couple weeks ago.
All right.
Thank you to Mayor Cassetti for helping orchestrate that. Big abandoned building hasn't been...
Mr. Mayor now. All right. Let's hear the audio.
All right. Hi, this is Ruth from Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR, and I am here at the Ansonia Opera House. Hasn't been open to the public since 1971, and I'm joined by Carlos Reese. He's a paranormal investigator.
So I've been doing the paranormal for 15 to 20 years, and I was part of PRISNY, Paranormal Research Society of New England.
I'm also joined by my friend Kate, who is known for Damned Connecticut. Kate, 7th or 8th grade, did a report on the Ansonia Opera House.
There's all sorts of information in here, and I even interviewed the owner of the Opera House for this report.
Who's actually sitting right over there.
My name is Walter Konjerski. I'm the owner of the historical Ansonia Opera House.
Did he say hysterical?
Historical.
The hysterical opera house.
Right. This whole thing's hysterical.
How does he own an opera house? And why does he own an opera house? And why doesn't he do something with the opera house?
Does he sing opera?
Why would you buy the opera house and just have it?
Historical purposes.
Did you ask him?
Right.
Yeah, well, he purchased it in 1983, and
many years of taxes.
Yes.
What's the point?
Well, there are businesses on the first floor, and then there are abandoned offices on the second floor, and then the old opera house is on the third floor. So I think it is sort of an income stream for him.
He's got businesses
maybe.
On the first floor.
Yeah.
Right.
It sounds like a Scooby-Doo villain.
He does. And he's off mic enough to make it sound like he's a ghost.
Yeah.
All right.
It is a little echoey in there. Yeah.
In this building by myself at nighttime, if I had a broken pipe or broken the window or whatever, I want to come in here by myself. Different things were said about energy. One of the girls that walked in here first time, she fainted right in front of me.
And you're leaving us alone here, aren't you?
Yeah.
He is a Scooby-Doo villain.
Yeah, boy.
That was super nice guy.
Yeah.
Carlos has brought some equipment, and we are going to take a tour through the Opera House and see what we can find out and who or what we may encounter. Oh, it got really cold in here all of a sudden. I don't know. I don't know if it's you guys. No, I'm not even making this up. Like, I just got really cold all of a sudden.
As soon as I walked through this doorway, the camera just immediately shut off.
Something's going on here.
Can I tell you something? This sounds like every ghost show that I've heard, and you girls make it seem easy. You know what I mean? Like, I watch these shows. I'm like, wow, they did a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're always cold anyway, so.
That's true. That's right. Yeah. That was Nicole, who did the video, which we will be sharing. Her camera immediately, after only a few minutes there, just the battery was drained.
Zoinks.
Yeah, we had some equipment problems.
Yeah.
Well, more equipment problems than I think we expected.
Mm-hmm.
How long do these batteries normally last?
Hours.
Carlos, what does that say to you?
Whenever, like a spirit, if they draw the energy from batteries, they're trying to manifest themselves and make their presence known.
All right, now we're going to the third floor.
If there's something on...
Did he say the third floor?
Third floor, yes. At the hysterical opera house.
It's the hysterical opera house on the third floor.
Third floor.
Right. All right.
You'll feel the energy. You'll feel like an uneasy, or you just feel like woozy or tired.
Right.
Because as we just saw how whatever entity is there, they're trying to draw the energy. And sometimes they can use our energy.
I'm trying to take pictures, and it's
I've been able to take like 3 or 4 pictures. I can't get it to focus on anything. The focus isn't going in and out. It's never done that before. No.
This is the main hall of the Smithsonian Opera House.
Can't understand what he's saying. What's he saying?
Now we are in the main area of the Opera House.
Okay.
So it's a there's a balcony that winds around.
At the time, one of the best buildings in the valley.
I heard some voices coming from over there.
You got the balcony up on top, which wraps around.
I heard some voices over there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and then the balcony's over here. Like, ghosts! Ghosts, everybody! Hello! I heard ghosts!
It could have just been your own voice echoing back at us also.
Right there on the third floor, yes.
This guy's been in the building so many times, it's like, yeah, they're just ghosts. Here's the balcony.
Yeah.
Look at my building.
That is an edit, so.
Okay.
Stage. And behind your stage.
Oh, if that's an edit, then what happened? You heard voices and did you, what happened?
At one point, we heard something off to the side and went, that was all, we just heard like little bits of voices.
Okay.
Then, unfortunately, yeah.
All right.
Are you here in the bathroom? Are you doing a number one or a number two?
Wait, what?
He's showing us the bathroom, and we went into the bathroom with the equipment, and he was talking to the ghost, asking if
Carlos was
talking to the ghost, asking if the ghost has done number one or number two.
Right.
And let me tell you,
well, he's on the third floor.
The bathrooms
were one
of the scariest parts of the
absolutely.
Oh, really? The bathroom?
They hadn't hadn't been used, I guess, since 1971. So it's very
nasty.
All right, well, it's not like... Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
It smelled like tinkle.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's a giant orb right in front of Kate.
There's a giant orb on the third floor in the bathroom? I don't know if that's an orb.
Orb.
It's a gas bubble from 1971.
Yeah, somebody dropped an orb.
That's what's haunting that opera house. Someone took a really bad turd in there in 1971, and it's lingering.
The turd that wouldn't flush.
We heard the guy that owns the building won't fix the pipes.
Because he's too scared.
Apparently there's a blob in there.
Right.
It moves slightly.
Oh, bye-bye.
This is an old...
All right, what happened there?
Okay, at that point we were using these things called dowsing rods, and you hold them in one in each hand and just kind of hold them there, and then they
point in directions.
They point in different directions. So
yours went way left.
His crossed... Mine pulled to the right. I felt it. I felt it.
Ew.
Yeah. Wow. Like one of those bent carrots. Like it just pulled.
Oh, it's a bent carrot moment.
Yes.
Right.
And it freaked me out because I was not doing anything and I felt them move. So I just was like, nope, here you go. You go back and you use these.
Ruth and Kate at the Ansonia Opera House. All right.
Hat box from Radio Shack. It amplifies the spirit frequency.
Did he just say he bought something from Radio Shack?
Yes.
Oh my God. That's interesting.
Okay,
right,
and I have my Star Trek communicator, and I will be talking to aliens. Okay.
Radio Shack.
Did you die here?
Did you speak into the mouthpiece?
That's me talking to the ghost. You know,
yes.
I get it.
Ghost talking to the mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Definitely, there's a lot of energy going in here.
Holy crap.
What?
What do you see?
There's a giant orb.
See it?
Oh, yeah. It's hard not to. It looks like the moon. It's so big.
No. It's working or you can't.
At this point, we have these grid lights. So they're these green lights that form kind of a wall, and you can look to see if anything is, if any of the lights are moving, then there's a presence there. However, we were doing something else and the lights just spontaneously started going on and off.
Yeah.
And there was no one over there.
We weren't anywhere near them.
The light was on a chair shining against the wall of the stage of the theater. And it just started going on and off.
Now I see it.
Now it's off.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, you should have just said, "What's that?" and then started to scream and then cut the tape off.
Right.
All right. We've heard this story a couple times on the air. I don't think Jimmy Cash has heard it. So, Jimmy, ask questions as you'd like, okay?
All right, cool.
All right. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone. Comedian Jimmy Cash is in studio. He's playing Foxwoods tomorrow, the Great Cedar showroom. We're linked up at WPLR.com. Ruth is here with her friend Kay, and they've been friends forever, and they had an experience together at the Valley Bowl, a bowling alley that no longer exists in Ansonia. Or was it Derby? I think it's Derby. Derby. Okay. Gotcha. All right, so what happened?
This is back when we were in high school, and there used to be Valley Amusements and Valley Bowl. And in the middle, there was restrooms. So we would hang out, and one day we, you know, as girls do, go to the bathroom together. We went over to the ladies' room, open up the door, and normally it's just a regular old bathroom, bright
stalls. You
know, exactly. Open up the door, and it's very dimly lit with like almost like a pinkish reddish tinge. We look on the floor, and there is what appears to be a very old woman, almost transparent, like all in white, sitting on the floor.
AJ, you do sound effects for this. This needs sound effects.
Old lady.
It's uncanny. That's exactly what
she's sitting on the bathroom floor, which is disgusting.
Yes.
This bathroom floor is disgusting.
Surrounded by dozens and dozens of dolls.
I have dolls.
All lined around basically the perimeter of the open space.
Get my dolls, see?
In a circle around her, and then just everywhere you can look.
Yeah.
So many dolls.
There's so many dolls.
Was this a Monday?
It's Monday.
Oh, this blows.
We froze.
Stared at each other.
Just kind of looked at each other. What the hell did we do? Didn't say anything, but, you know, kind of looked that way.
Yeah.
I decided to just play it off. Like, well, maybe...
This is just a Monday.
It's just
another
a Monday.
Another crazy Valley person.
Maybe it's just a Valley weirdo, and I don't want to bother them.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go about my business, which was going about my business.
Stepped over the dolls. Each of us went into a stall.
You went into a stall and went to the bathroom with the crazy lady out there.
Yeah,
So you literally had your pants down with a nut bag, feet away.
With a whole bunch of dolls.
Right, just checking.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
All right.
You do. And at that moment, I certainly probably would have gone if there wasn't a toilet there. So it's a good thing there was.
Hold on, what are those sounds?
Yes, I'm in the stalls.
No, it was a number ghosts. One.
They were spirits of an evil nature.
Right. I thought he was kissing the dolls.
Okay. So then you come out.
She's still there. Come out.
Wash your hands out of there.
I did not wash my hands.
You didn't?
I don't think I did. I think I just wanted out of there.
Yeah, I would.
That's gross.
Right. You creeped out the creepy doll and she's like,
damn it, wash your hands. I'm out of here. Then she had pizza.
We were there with two of our friends who are guys. So we ran over and told them what happened. Now, this all took place in maybe less than a minute. Ran over to them, said, you've got to see what we just saw.
Wow.
I mean, the time between leaving the bathroom and bringing them over.
Okay. You brought
them
over them.
To the door and said, stand outside. We're going to open up the door and show you what we just saw.
The guy thought it was something different.
So we opened the door. And there's nothing there. She's
AJ
gone.
AJ just keyed in on something, though. Those guys, you know, they were just asked to go into the girls' room with the two girls. They're thinking, oh, man, this is like, thank you, God.
Dude, we are so in now,
we're
man.
We're so in, man.
High five. Yeah.
She flung open the door.
Right. The door opened, AJ.
Door opened.
Okay.
And there's nothing there.
Nothing.
She's gone.
She's gone. Dolls are gone.
She's gone.
Light is back to normal.
Dozens of dolls are gone.
Dozens.
Weird.
Like, even if
you're
that
looking
was
at me like, are
Valley
you telling
weirdo.
The truth? Can I look you in the eye and tell the story? I absolutely can.
That's what I'm doing here.
I'm not going
to
break
eye contact. Assess the situation here.
Well, you guys.
And you weren't high. You weren't. Yeah.
I mean, no.
Oh.
Probably not.
Wait a minute.
We were kids.
There's some
we were
good
like
weed
teenagers.
In Ansonia.
Yeah.
He's still giving me the look.
Ah.
Weed.
I mean, that's the story that's kept us, you know, over many years, we've sort of maybe lost contact. And every once in a while, Ruth will write to me, or I'll write to her and go, is that real? Did that really happen?
Yeah. You both saw it. That's so creepy.
And I don't know how she cleaned the dolls up. If it was just a weirdo.
Right.
How did she get out of there
so
fast?
Where
did she leave? Like, you would have seen somebody with garbage bags walking down the hall. We weren't gone that long.
I kept my eye on the door the entire time. Nobody
went
in or out.
And the lights went back to normal?
Everything was back.
There's no window?
And if there was substance use, we would not both have seen it. That's the thing. You don't hallucinate together with your friends if you're doing something. Like, it wasn't that.
Yeah. It was just weak.
She knows a lot about hallucinating.
She does. That's
wow.
A creepy story.
That is creepy.
It's creepy.
Very creepy.
Whoa.
Well, Kate, so nice to meet you. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you for having
me. Thanks for being a good friend to Ruth. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. All right, time now for Commander Keith's Top 5.
Commander Keith's Top 5.
Top 5.
Okay, so with today being Halloween, I want to talk about the 5 scariest things out there, but I don't mean ghosts and monsters. I mean regular life horror stories. Mostly that have to do with my life.
Okay.
Okay, so number 5, the car tax bill on July 4th. We've mentioned this in the past, but when I'm the governor, we aren't getting this bill on July 4th weekend anymore. You're going to get this bill in the hell month of January. Not in the beautiful summer, not when you're ready to go to a lake house. Not when you're trying to have good times. You're going to get it in the worst month where everything is bad, because that bill is a horror story. My tax bill was $700 on July 4th. Like, it's not fair.
For your car?
Yes. This, like, copper-colored weird car that I have.
It looks like a penny.
Right. It's like a bad, weird penny. It's like a Range Rover for the poors. But $700 is stupid. So that is the month to do it, January, when everything's already bad.
When we're paying our credit card bills
for Christmas. Yeah. Right. You're already screwed. Everything's already bad.
Let's just pile it on.
Here we go. Here's another $700. We'll see you in hell. Number 4, real life horror story, the state law on alimony. If you don't know this, which hopefully you'll never have to know it, but it's half the time you were married, and it doesn't take into the account the part where you stopped liking each other. It seems wrong. So if you're married for 20 years, let's say 10 of them blew, you still got to pay for 10. It should be, well, from 2016 to 18, I lived in the Red Roof Inn. Can we take that off of the alimony payments? And you can't.
Unless they get married, right?
What do you mean?
Unless the spouse gets married.
Unless the spouse, right. But they never do.
Right.
They wait. And they wait on
They'll
purpose.
They'll live together.
Oh!
They'll do everything together.
And you could bring those pictures to the judge. Look at, both of their cars are in their driveway. Doesn't matter. They have to get married. And why would you? You never would. If you were getting paid alimony, why would you get married?
It's free money.
Yeah, like it would be stupid. It doesn't. No matter how much in love you are, you could wait the 3 more years so you could keep getting paid.
How long were you married?
I was married for 10 years, so I paid alimony for 5 years.
So you're done now.
I'm done.
I've
been done. So
why is this coming up on your radar now?
Yeah, what is... Because it's, well, I'm talking about real life horror stories.
Oh,
the state law on alimony is a horror story.
I've
been stuck with this forever. Yeah, I stopped paying, geez, in like 2018, 19.
Okay.
But yeah, this has haunted me, literally, forever, and works for Halloween. Number 3, the tipping.
How much did you have to pay?
Too much. I don't want to go into it.
Okay.
I'd rather die.
Life got better in 2018.
Right.
You had more money.
Right. Child support I don't care about, because in theory, like, it's going to the children, and the children should live a great life everywhere they go. But that alimony, it burns.
Right. Especially when you picture someone sitting on your couch watching your TV.
Right.
Eating food that was bought with your money.
There's a new guy we work with who told this terrible horror story where she took all the things. So he doesn't have pots and pans. He doesn't have anything. And I'm like, you didn't do the swap where you stood there mad at each other and you're like, I'm taking the frying pan and you're taking the air fryer. And he's like, no, I just let her have it. I go, how's that working out? He goes, I like sleep on a sleeping bag. I go, sounds great.
Nice.
All right, number 3. All right. The tipping. So it's not the actual act of tipping, but it's the feeling guilty about not doing it. Now, listen, I'm a cold jerk. We all know. But when that kid flips the machine over and wants a tip for, I don't know, doing nothing, I still feel a little bad.
I hit no before it's even done moving.
you're a nice
if
person.
If you're behind the register, I'm not giving you a tip. I'm sorry. You're doing your job.
I completely agree, but you don't feel a little something?
Nope. Here comes it. No.
Concert.
Next screen. Here's my name. Goodbye.
I feel guilty.
Concert t-shirts. They want a tip.
Nope.
No.
That's a new one.
No.
Like, that's crazy. You've done nothing. I guess you've sorted through the mediums to find the large.
I've never had anyone challenge me. I hit that no, and it's just life goes on. Here we go.
I see their face. And then my daughter worked at a gelato store. $7 for gelato seems high. And then they spin that thing around, and you're like, And she's like, no, people always do it because I, like, make a sad face if they don't. I was like, ugh, you're the worst, too.
Yeah, and they work you. You can see it's coming. I go into the ice cream place. They're very nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Almost flirty. And I'm like, I know what's happening here. I'm not a right. stupid person.
I'm going to now ask for 17 samples.
Right. I want to taste all of the gelatos. Then maybe $1. Number two, real life horror story. Power School. This is the true nightmare of my life. If you have children, you know that Power School shows their grades. You could see them for any time you want. A quiz goes in, the grade goes up and down. The homework goes in, the grade goes up and down. It's constant. It's every day. There's a new update. But there's no rhyme or reason because you have no idea what each is worth and how it affects it in the end. So it's a roller coaster ride of emotion. So today we got an A, but it's like for the homework. But then we got a C, but it's for the quiz. And then wait, it's a B, but now it's a D. It's awful. And I just constantly look at it.
It's like getting weekly ratings.
It's exactly that. It's exactly like getting the ratings. I've said this to the children, like, oh, this is like work where you get the ratings and 1 week we're here and 1 week we're here and we don't know why and it's crazy. And they were like, yeah, all right, just don't look at it. I go, that's not how this works.
Yes, yes. So the children are smart.
So like you can pull it up and I pull it up every morning and I'm like, oh, the quiz went in. Oh, that was a B minus. That means the grade's now an 87. Like, it's awful. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. You need to get off that.
Right, but it's like an addiction. So, and for... You know, if you remember when your report card came, you could go hide it or the mail never came or whatever from your parents. But in this situation, it's all the time and all the parents know what's going
on. Can't you set it for alerts like let me know when it's good?
No, I don't think so, but that's a good idea. Like only notify me if it's a B or better.
Right. I only want to know when it's good.
Like my thermostat. When are we hitting the number?
Right.
Yeah.
And the number one real life horror story is inflation in general. This is the scariest thing in our life. There was a year where we talked about this nonstop. It's all we talked about. Inflation, inflation, inflation. And now no one talks about it. So I guess we just gave up. Like now everything's just this price and we're in hell. I guess that's what it is.
Right. We're all waiting for the relief.
But it's never coming. Right. So they've all said like, oh, it will get better. But I don't think maybe it just won't go up anymore. But I don't think it's ever going back to 2018.
Yeah, we're not getting 2018 prices.
So, again, when I'm governor, remember, all vegetables are a dollar, gallon of gas is 150, stamps are 25 cents, because stamps are like $1.20 now. Coffee is $2, and going to dinner is $50 a man, and you get two drinks. That's the system, and that's what it should be. And if we can't figure this out, we're doing it wrong. And those are the prices, and they can't go up anymore. They're locked in forever. So it's $50, you get two drinks, that's what it is. Now, is the meat real meat? I don't know, who's to say? But figure it out. So it's $50 a minute. So those are my Halloween real-life horror stories.
This is scary.
Right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.